Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Hotspot, the show where Delia and Marilyn, your sexy mistress co-hosts, talk about all the things that get us hot and bothered. I am your super sexy co-host, Delia, of BegForMistress.com.
And this is Mistress Marilyn, your naughty cock-teasing femdom of KinkAdvisor.com, and sultry co-host of tonight's erotic sex toy fun.
Now, I have a question for you all. Are you ready to get hot? This week, we have a very sexy show for you, but don't we always? This show is going to be a little bit different because we are focusing on our favorite sex toys. Oh, yes, this will be a treat. If you are a fan of sex toys, this show goes out to you. So everybody hang on and get ready to get hot.
Welcome back, naughty boys. Well, to kick off the night's sex toy fun, I'm just going to be a little bit reminiscent here. Well, you do remember all the fun in Masturbation May, don't you? You might particularly remember all the fun that I had masturbating in Masturbation May. Now, it is no secret on the hotspot that the Lalo vibes are my go-to choice for G-spot stimulation. You know it's important to keep your mistress pleased, and aside from her stud's cock, nothing will pleasure her G-spot like these toys do. Tonight, I am going to compare the differences between two of my favorite Lalo toys, the Lalo Mona and the Lalo Gigi, so you can figure out which toy is more of your mistress's style. For starters, both the Mona and the Gigi are silicone, rechargeable G-spot vibrators with multiple vibration patterns. Both toys are controlled the same way with the same variety of vibration patterns. The interface toward the base of the toy is really nice and simple and really reminds me of the original iPods. You'll find a circle, right? With four buttons, it is a minus on the left, a plus sign on the right, and up and down arrows. So, to lock or unlock the toy, press on the plus and minus buttons at the same time for 5 seconds to keep your toy from turning on if it gets bumped in storage or to get it up and running when you're ready to have some fun. Now, let's talk about what those buttons can do to make, well, me or your mistress tingle. Once the toy is unlocked, press the plus sign to get it buzzing. The longer you hold it, the more intense the vibration is. And if your mistress needs it gentler, she can just press a minus sign until it's as gentle as she wants it. The up arrow is how you get to the vibration patterns. You'll start with the standard vibration, and that is followed by a slow yet deep pulsating sensation. Press the up arrow again, and the pulsing gets faster. This does happen to be my favorite setting. One more push will bring you to a vibration that rolls to an intense pulse, and then back down to a dull buzz, which is really the perfect setting for the edging connoisseur. Now, we're going to talk about the differences between these two toys and what makes one different from the other. The Lalo Gigi is shaped a little bit differently. You can tell that it's meant for G-spot pleasure. The tip of this toy, it's kind of like an oval. It's a flattened tip, and this toy does have a nice curve. It's really not very long, in fact, just long enough to reach most women's G-spots, and it really is quite a slim toy. So this is a toy that you really want more for that spot-on pleasure. It gets right to business, hits that perfect spot, and that's definitely a fun time. Now, the Lalo Mona is different because This one is kind of like a dildo with an egg vibrator on the inside, on a very nice curve. It has a nice pointed tip, so it can get to that G-spot very, very nicely, but also it's longer, it's thicker, it's more filling, and that is precisely what I happen to love about the Lalo Mona. When I had first gotten my Lalo Gigi, I was definitely having fun exploring the different sensations and learning more about my G-spot and all the wonderful pleasures that pleasuring it could give me. However, what I noticed about my own personal body, the Lalo Gigi, when I wanted to thrust it, I really couldn't. Because of the shape of this toy, I found that anytime I had it a little bit lower, it actually hooked onto my pubic bone. And for your mistress, depending on her anatomy, that's not going to feel all too sexy. So when I just want to tease, I do adore my Lalo Gigi. But it took upgrading to the Lalo Mona for me to finally have one of those sheet-soaking orgasms. In fact, I have a little story from my blog, kinkadvisor.com, about exactly what happened when I got my Lalo Mona. Even just teasing on the outside, I could feel how powerful the vibrations were, and I had to explore. Already quite excited, I slipped my new toy inside, bit by bit, until I found my G-spot. My back arched instinctively as goosebumps began to cover my skin. I've never felt anything quite that intense before. I set the vibrator to its full speed, then switched it to my T setting. This is the one where the vibration rolls from that dull pulse to its full intensity and then back down. With all my senses tuned in, a few rounds of that, and I was right on the edge. That's when I went to my OMG setting, the one that pulses hard and fast and feels just like a man thrusting when I've got my legs wrapped around him. Now, until the Lalo Mona, I've never had to change my sheets after a night alone before. 10 seconds later. Well, that officially became my favorite vibrator. And yes, to anyone wondering, me and my knight in buzzing armor did live happily ever after. In fact, we actually just had some fun last night.
Welcome back, everyone. We are going to go from talking about mistresses' ultimate pleasures to ways to torment those cocks and balls of yours. Yep, we are talking about CBT toys now. And I, for one, really love CBT toys, and I have a couple of favorite go-to toys that I am going to review for you for the show. I just love to use these in session, and the thing that I like about them is that they're so simple or makeable that no matter what, you can always have something like it on hand. But the really best thing about these fun CBT toys is that they're not expensive at all. So it totally makes sense just for you to pick some up, and they're super vanilla and pretty easily hidden. First toy that I want to talk about are gripper clothespins. And I love to get these at stockroom.com. Oh my goodness. Whenever I go to the hardware store, it's always fun because even if I'm picking up, you know, something for the garden or something to do something in the house, I always do some kink restocking too. So if I head up to the cashier with a jumbo bag of clothespins and rope, well, someone always asks, "Are you making a clothesline, dear?" Of course I am, even if it's the middle of February and it's chilly out. Down here in Florida, that will always be my answer. I'm just getting ready. Now, what I really love with clothespins is to make the ball sack, the scrotum, look like a craft project. I have yet to see a man paint the clothespins and make me a decorative pattern on his balls But that is a wish of mine, so I'm putting it out here just like I did auto fellatio, and I had men call me up. If you are a man who gets very creative with clothespins on your balls, paint them up and make me a pretty pattern, and send me a picture. Generally, though, I find that men can fit 10 to 30 clothespins on their balls in a variety of patterns. They're gorgeous. And I think I love most that they hurt worse coming off than they do going on. So CBT for me is very sexy. And gripper clothespins are hot because they're kind of rubber coated and black and they just look sexy on scene. The second toy I want to talk about are parachute ball stretchers. I mean, everyone can make a parachute ball stretcher with some rope or a shoelace and leave it hanging down and tie something on. But there's something the way, and my favorite one is from Stockroom, their Kink Lab. It's their Kink Lab parachute ball stretcher. There's something that the way that a leather ball stretcher just looks. I mean, it's inexpensive, and it has a lot of uses. But the two I love are hanging and pulling. Now, they generally will sell you weights with these toys, but I say, why spend money on weights when all I need you to do is have a couple of bottles of water, one empty and one full, and a glass of water sitting nearby? Well, if you're curious about what I do, well, then absolutely we should play. Now, I also love to play pull with a parachute ball stretcher. It's really sexy to attach a little bit of rope or a shoelace or a pair of nylons tied to an object like a coffee table or a rolling chair and attach that to the ball stretcher. And then we play pull. And I have found that hotels are amazing places to play in, especially when I can time you crossing the room while pulling their rolling office chair right behind you. If you've ever had a testicle tug of war, you know, something with you versus the couch, you always lose. So just imagine it while you are ordering yourself a beautiful parachute ball stretcher. So my two favorite go-to CBT toys are something clampy, the gripper clothespins, and something weighty and pulley, the parachute ball stretcher. Check them out, and I hope you make them part of your toy collection.
Welcome back, sex toy fans. My goodness, if you want to talk about getting hot and bothered, well, Miss Delia's wonderful CBT toys and ideas sure is hell to that for me. Now, I want to chat a little bit about anal toys. Now, I would say that my playmates are a good mix of certified butt sluts, curious strokers, and subbies who even consider anal play to be a hard limit. I am always respectful of limits, but I also believe in setting the record straight about any BDSM activity before something is set in stone. For some, the idea of playing with your ass for me can bring on a case of the dark and twisties when it comes to mental or emotional health, and some men even have medical issues that can cancel out some of their anal play options. This I can understand, but if you're the type who is just physically squeamish about the whole idea, get it, whole idea, I am not going to hold back my opinion that I think you are seriously cheating yourself by at least trying anal play. I mean, come on, you gotta try it at least once. The prostate is one hell of an erogenous zone, and for all intents and purposes, it is the male G-spot. Now, from a woman's perspective, I can tell you that my clitoral orgasms can be quite intense and make my spine tingle deliciously. But I had no clue what I was missing out on until I had my first G-spot orgasm. Much like the sensation men experience from a prostate milking, This type of orgasm is much, much more intense. Now, Miss Delia, I know that you are an orgasm connoisseur. Would you agree with that about the G-spot orgasm?
You know, and this actually makes me think about next masturbation May for you. There are, I think, 19 kinds of orgasms that women can have. And I have been on a quest with Jack to experience all of them. That's actually how I found out that I could have nipplegasms, which are amazing. But yes, a G-spot orgasm is pretty intense, but I'm going to keep this a secret. There are even more intense kind of orgasms that you can have, and we'll have to revisit this in Masturbation May.
Oh, I already want to fast forward the calendar.
I know.
Oh, my. Well, out of one of those types of orgasms, oh, I do love that. For men, well, you do have that prostate orgasm, and it's less about surface pleasure and more about those deep, gorgeous muscular contractions and how the pleasure radiates through your entire body. Now, I'm talking about the kind of orgasm where you come so hard that you'll be dehydrated by the times your muscles stop contracting, and your legs are too weak for you to stand up for a few minutes after, no matter how bad you need that glass of water. So, if you've tried anal play and discovered that it's just not your thing, I can respect that. But if you haven't, do you honestly want to miss out on the chance to feel that fucking good? Come on now. For my first anal toy tonight, we're going to chat about the perfect toy to convert a curious stroker to an anal aficionado. Damn straight I brought that one back again. My beginner's anal toy of choice is the Aneros SGX from Stockroom.com. So, what makes this toy so great for a beginner? For starters, though the Aneros toys come in a few different sizes, the SGX is small and slim enough to make first-time anal play quite comfortable, as it should be. A small toy is important for a beginner, not only because of physical safety, but also because it's a lot less threatening and invasive than, say, the Darth Vader dildo. And yes, they do make one, and it's hilarious. Google it. This toy is a pearly white beauty, the Anero, if not the Darth Vader dildo. Perhaps reminiscent of the load that you know you're going to squirt when using this prostate massager. Made of smooth, firm, non-toxic plastic, this toy has a slight curve at its tip designed to pleasure your prostate just right, with ribs near the lower half of the toy just pronounced enough for some extra sexy stimulation. The base of this prostate massager is also designed for hands-free play. Any anal toy you use should have a suitable base for safety to prevent it from sliding in too deep. But it's even sexier when the base adds some extra stimulation. The rounded tip on one side of the base is meant to stimulate the perineum, so you get both internal and external stimulation at once. And the loop portion of the base is great for some added control if you like to get a little bit more hands-on. The Aneros can feel great in a few different ways. Once you lube it up, you can slide it inside and let your muscles do the work for you, contracting against the tip of the toy for a very sexy tease. Hands-on, you can also rock the toy gently back and forth against that sexy T-spot, or try moving it in small circles for more of a massaging sensation. And remember, always use lots of lube with your anal toys, and slip a condom over your toy before play for easy cleanup. Now that we've chatted about the perfect beginner's anal toy, I'm going to talk about a very unique and sexy toy for my well-trained and well-stretched butt sluts. This beauty is not your everyday butt plug, but it is the perfect fit hump gear plug from Stockroom.com. Now, are you an anal size queen who loves your larger dildos? Do you love the feeling of having your ass stretched by a larger plug? And do you also adore getting pounded by a nice thick strap-on cock? Or, well, hell, even a real cock? If you answered yes to all three of these questions, This toy is for you. The perfect fit hump gear plug is what you would call a fuckable butt plug. That just sounds great, and it's actually pretty fun to say, too. This toy is made of a gorgeous, stretchy blend of TPR and silicone, which gives it a very sexy and realistic texture. The plug features a rounded tip, a retention ring, and a base for both safety and function. It also comes in both black and clear. The black is nice and sexy and sleek, and the clear version, well, it's always nice to see the action, depending on what use you have for this toy. It does happen to double as well. It may be shaped like a butt plug, but it does work as a pussy stroker. Now, this toy isn't meant to be used like a regular plug. In fact, it's hollow, quite flimsy, and it's meant to be used with your favorite dildo or your mistress's strap-on cock inside of it. You might want to choose a slimmer toy than what you're used to, even an anal vibrator if you're feeling extra adventurous. To use this toy, you'll want to lube up its partner for the evening and slide it inside the plug. It's just a kinkier version of the pocket pussy, as I mentioned, and it's super stretchy, so it's sure to fit any toy that you'd like to use with it, as long as your ass can handle it. Do keep in mind that this plug has a girth of its own, and it's going to make any toy you put inside it much thicker than you're used to. So choose your toy and its size accordingly for safe play. Now I'm going to chat a bit about one of the things I love the most about this plug. Well, everything about it is unique to you when it comes to making your ass feel incredible. You'll have 6 inches of smooth, insertable length to work with, and with a slim vibrator or dildo inside, you'll get a medium girth that will fill a moderately experienced ass right up. Mm-hmm. If you're used to larger toys, start with a medium toy relative to your experience level for starters, and then you'll find out if you might like to go a little bit bigger next time. Now for the really fun part. Once you have your toy of choice filling in this hollow plug, it's time to lube up the outside and get to the kinkiness. If you look closely at this plug, you can see that it flares before tapering into a retention ring, and then you'll find the actual base of the plug. When you slide this beauty up your ass, make sure to slide that thicker flare in with it up to the base. That's what keeps this toy in place. It kind of stays right there in between the retention ring and the base. So, the plug itself stays put. What you want to thrust is the toy you choose to put inside it, and this makes for some truly interesting sensations. You'll get to feel your ass getting pounded and stretched over and over again with absolutely zero friction. In fact, if you use lots of lube when you first slide the toy inside, you might not even need to stop and lube up again before you reach a toe-tingling orgasm. But that's if your mistress allows that, of course. Now, do note, with our anal toys, Miss Delia and I always recommend covering your anal sex toys with a condom before use to keep things sexy and easy to clean. But the material of the Perfect Fit Hump Gear Butt Plug is not latex compatible. Do you note this? Polyurethane or even polysiaprene condoms are easy to find at your local drugstore or sex toy shop. In fact, my personal favorites are the Lifestyle Skin, and these are the ones that you want to use with this gorgeous and fuckable butt plug / pussy stroker.
Welcome back, everyone. I guess I was a little bit mean to those cocks with my first sex toy review, so I'm going to be really nice to them. See, it's a mistress's prerogative, really. We are going to talk about one of my favorite male masturbators and also just the coolest accessory that goes with it. The first thing that I want to talk about is the fleshlight, and really, I love the basic fleshlight, but I also love the fleshlight, their Flesh Jack Vibro. Now, with this toy, you look at the beautiful gunmetal colored flashlight. It looks just like a flashlight until, you know, you take off the cover. And then inside you have that pretty pink super soft opening with that deliciously ribbed texture on the inside. Well, with this set are three vibro bullets, and they can be inserted on the outside of the masturbation sleeve. So if you add one, well, it's going to be really kind of nice, and it's going to increase your fun. If you insert a second one, that's even going to be better. But really, you want to add all three for the most intensity. They have a wonderful design that ensures the vibrations are transferred throughout the length of the soft, fingered ribbing along the shaft of the sleeve. Delicious, right? It comes with replacement batteries and trial size lube. Now, so that's the awesome Fleshlight Vibro. Mm-hmm. But what I really, really, really love about this one, like really love, is that it goes with this very inexpensive Fleshlight shower mount. Okay? You're in the shower, you're horny, it's just you and your hand, usually, but not anymore. You want to fuck in the shower, don't you? Let's be honest, of course you do. It's one of the hottest things that you can do in a shower. Getting clean is rather boring. Fucking in the shower, hot. So with this Fleshlight shower mount, you don't actually need a woman, a partner, to experience the thrills of getting your rocks off while getting clean. So here's what you do. You unscrew the end cap from your favorite Fleshlight pocket pussy and screw it into the shower mount. Then you just mount that sucker onto the wall of your shower and flip the suction switch to on. It could not be simpler. And get ready to get wet and wild from, that personal, sexy shower toy. Showering solo will never be the same. Now, let me tell you about this suction pad. It is amazing. It holds two flat surfaces at any height, so you can adjust it if you're shorter or taller, or you like to balance on your toes or hang upside down from the ceiling. You can put it at whatever height is right for just you. There's a wing nut adjustment, and you can angle it. You know, so if your cock kind of curves up and you'd like to thrust upward, you can angle it down. If, you know, your cock is straight, you can have it at a 90-degree angle. I mean, it's just amazing what you can do with the angles. Now, and then it's important to note that the shower mount for the Fleshlight is compatible with standard Fleshlights, but not the clear ones. So if you've got a clear Fleshlight, you may have to upgrade or get pretty creative with some duct tape. I don't know. And I'm not sure why this is, but I think it's the screw back that just doesn't work. So also, this is not compatible with blades, the sword, those are other male masturbators, or sex in a can products like the Tangas. So they're only, the Fleshlight mount can only pair up with Fleshlights that are not clear. They're not the clear ones. And I happen to think the clear one is pretty hot, so maybe they'll upgrade this at some point. But for right now, if you've got a Fleshlight, and I know a lot of you guys do, because it's so good with suction and, feeling like just a real pussy. Who wouldn't want that? So if you need a little accessory for your Fleshlight, I mean, this is under $25, and you just stick it on the shower wall, find your favorite place, and keep it there. And I'll tell you, showers are going to become something new and wonderful for you. It is a hot toy. So there you have it, the Fleshlight and the Fleshlight shower mount. Happy masturbating. Welcome back, everyone. Now, let's talk a little bit about the benefits of sex toys. Why do you need sex toys? You really do need sex toys. One, because they increase your, you know, your self-awareness. When it comes to sex, a lot of people don't know what they want until someone shows them, right? I mean, you just do the same thing over and over again until you figure out a different way. And one of the best ways to learn how to pleasure your body is through experimentation. And, I mean, come on. Sexy, naughty, sex toys. What better way to experiment than trying out a few of them? And, you know, contrary to what some people think, the purpose of sex toys is never to replace one's sexual partner, but it is more so to help you explore your own sexual kinks, desires, and pleasures with or without a partner. And experimenting with sex toys can actually help you become more aware of your body. Really discover what turns you on and help you become better with your partner at intercourse. So there's nothing better than that. It's awesome. That's a great benefit.
I'm going to chat a little bit about how using sex toys and playing with sex toys can really just liven up your sex life, whether you're with a partner, whether you're solo. Well, sex toys are just great. I adore them. Now, using sex toys, as Miss Delia said, they're really a key in helping you explore and bring out some wonderful fantasies. As a for instance, maybe you do have a partner and you have some cuckolding fantasies, but you're a little too iffy about exploring that in an actual real-life setting with another man. So, say for instance, having your partner slip you into a strap-on harness and having her ride a dildo where your cock just twitches nice and teased, wishing that it was you inside her, that is just a great way to explore a beginning cuckolding fantasy. Maybe you're interested in coursed by and do enjoy anal play, but you're not up for taking real cock just yet. And that is another beautiful way to explore with perhaps your favorite dildo or a vibrator. Now, one of the great things about using sex toys and how it can really improve your sex life, much like Miss Delia mentioned, you get to tune in to so many different sensations that your body is capable of. Things that just, you know, regular, vanilla sex perchance can't give you. Sensations that even your own favorite grip in Pamela Anderson can't give you. So that is something that you absolutely have to adore. And one of the best parts about it is, especially for some of you Minutemen, at least that's what I'd like to call you, the more you masturbate, the more sensations you're familiar with, the more you can end up prolonging your stamina when you finally do get to the boing fest. So, that's always a fun added plus.
Do you want quicker orgasms? How about more intense orgasms? If you said no, I'm calling you a liar, liar, pants on fire. Sex toys are great for those people who actually have a little bit of trouble reaching orgasm. I mean, some nights if I'm just not really thinking, oh gosh, I'm a little bit tired, I ran a lot today, I don't know if I can make it, I pop on my Hitachi magic wand and within about a minute I'm coming like crazy. Sex toys. I mean, no man's tongue, no man's fingers can vibrate that quickly. I mean, fuck yeah, right? So, I'm just saying, you can have quicker, intense orgasms using sex toys. Now, some women, can find it difficult to reach that big orgasm because a lot of positions with sex or intercourse really don't provide the right amount of clitoral stimulation. So, things like, you know, having that Hitachi, being up on your hands and knees and just letting that Hitachi kind of hum and vibrate while you're getting fucked is amazing. sex toys also for men. I mean, think about cock rings. Oh, aren't they sexy? Can't they just make you really sensitive? Or penis pumps? Ooh, they pump you up and, oh, just get you that nice red-purple color. So amazing. They heighten sensation, they heighten arousal, they heighten stimulation. And that helps to give you a more intense, much better orgasm. So, when you are thinking about the benefits of sex toys, think about those orgasms for a woman, maybe your partner, your mistress, or maybe just you. Because sex toys really can help you to have stronger orgasms, up the intensity of your orgasms, and help to get you to that orgasm faster.
And another wonderful benefit of sex toys, well, you have to think about that moment after you orgasm. What does it feel like? Where is your mind going? What thoughts are running through your head? How relaxed is your body at that moment? Well, for most of us, the answer is we're very, very relaxed after coming. Our thoughts? Well, at least my thoughts, I tend to be very calm and clear-headed after an orgasm because whereas moments before, my head was spinning with so many wonderful kinky fantasies. Now it's kind of just like I just get to kick back and relax and let my mind go blank. And I know for a lot of us, right after coming, well, you can get really, really sleepy. It's just a great thing to do when you're about to go to sleep and it's just not happening. So the main point being is that using sex toys to have an incredible orgasm really does wonders when it comes to relieving stress, anxiety, all those icky emotions that we sometimes have to put up with. And at the end of it, you'll find yourself feeling much calmer, much more relaxed because of all those beautiful endorphins rushing through your system. And aside from that, I have to say, if you do happen to fall asleep right after coming, you might end up having some very sexy dreams about what fantasy you've explored with your new toy. Welcome back, sex toy fans. Well, I'm looking at my invisible watch again, and I think we know what time it is. Do you know what time it is, Miss Delia?
I think it's stroking time.
And I think you're right. It is stroking time! Woohoo! We mistresses have come up with a song for you to enjoy and stroke to, or use your sex toys with. So, let's all have a few minutes of stroking pleasure and sex toy fun, but come on, no coming. These sex toys are teasing and stimulating after all. That was definitely hot. I do love stroking time, and I think I like it even more when there's sex toys involved. Now it's time for a little bit of schedule news. You are going to want to keep an eye on my schedule page at www.kinkadvisor.com/schedule. I do have a new regular schedule. I'm typically available from 6 a.m. Eastern to 10 a.m. Eastern and from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern on weekdays and weekends. And I do take 2 days off per week. Those change weekly, so make sure to check my schedule page for updates as to when I'll be unavailable. In fact, this week I have a birthday coming up, so I am going to be missing for a little bit of partying. Make sure to double-check that page, and you will know when I'm unavailable as soon as I do. This is also your go-to method to find out how you can make an appointment with me. And if I have the time for an appointment to have some sexy, spine-tingling fun with you, you can bet your ass I'm going to make it. So you can also email me at marilyn@enchantrixempire.com if you're looking to get in touch.
And my schedule, I'm here during the days from about 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's just the way that I roll. I do come back in the evenings or even late nights if you want to have a hot and sexy appointment with me, but I will never know that unless you email me Delia@EnchantrixEmpire.com for a very sexy special one-on-one appointment. If I can, I will. Even have live dispatch, live help or dispatch, give me a call. And I will make myself available to you if I can. So let's get hot and sexy together. Find me.
My goodness. I have had way too much fun tonight. I am loving our sex toy show. Thank you all for tuning in for a spanking good time. This is Miss Marilyn signing off and slipping into the world of waterproof vibrators and lovely bubble baths. So you have a kinky evening, and I will catch you at our next show.
And this is Miss Delia just telling you to remember to download our show's podcast and check out our partner blog, kinkclassroom.com, for all the links to these very sexy sex toys. And remember, be back here at 8 p.m. Eastern every Sunday. Everyone, have a hot and sexy sex toy filled week.